last week on Astronomica.
No,
this week on Astronomica right now, because we're doing the intro.
Welcome to Astronomica.
I thought you said be ready to do an intro. Shit.
Yeah, an intro.
Oh.
You're doing a recap.
Those are different.
Yeah.
Now that you mention
Katrina's here.
I
feel like the DTs have set in. What are you
doing? So we were just discussing that this is a... Guys, I wanted to let you all in on a little secret. I think we've done a really good job of keeping it thus far, but I think it's time that we come clean, and that is Astronomica is a dry podcast. There's no drinking here in the Astronomica studio.
Is that what dry means?
Yes.
Good.
Starting now.
Rosetta already opened my can. How many episodes have started off with somebody popping a cork?
Like all of the ones with Cullen. Yeah, all of them. But
trademark.
Since he left, I think it's only happened a couple of times.
Like the way that Stone Cold always comes, you hear glass breaking, you know, Stone Cold's coming, you hear a beer pop. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to feel bad about this joke now because I realize that, you know, we're missing Jeff, and maybe it's some comment on Jeff's absence that Astronomic is now a dry podcast.
Yeah.
But
he might quit.
Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know, guys. I don't personally feel like our consumption of intoxicating beverages has ever impacted our quality outside of Chatstronomica episodes, in which it impacted our quality to the point of removing it entirely. But
you're about to do a recap where we gave drugs to teenagers. Is that right?
Yes, that is the thesis. As far as I'm concerned, that was the only thing about the last episode you need to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
We infiltrated a native society by giving drugs to teenagers.
I mean, I feel like it's the standard stance. Sure, those words make sense of the show that drugs are a hell of a drug. Yeah. So,
we are doing Music League, which is an idea that I shamelessly ripped off from Gage and Friends.
All right.
And it's going really well. And I think right now, while we're recording, people are putting in songs for the Mackie playlist. When you hear this, it'll almost be time to put in songs for the brief
orgy of cannibalism and violence.
There you go.
Nice.
Playlist, yes. Which is going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And the other big announcement we have is going to be brought to us by our very own Katrina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, she's our very own?
Yeah.
Like,
no man. Just Kristen.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, not our very own.
Yeah.
Your very
own. Well, it was the royal hour.
I don't know if it's okay for us to talk about owning people.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I don't know if we should do that. But we did extort people. I mean, we got a lot of support from our Patreon team, and this facing thing we've been doing, it's gonna drop. When are you gonna drop it? June, you said?
We are gonna drop the first episode of Fasten in June.
Yeah.
My goal is that by June 15th, check your Patreon feed, you will have episode number one.
And maybe by then I'll figure out how to fucking pronounce it.
Maybe.
Probably well, not.
Maybe by then I'll figure out how to run it. I mean,
that's not fair, Katrina. I think you've learned.
Vaseline.
I think you've learned how to pronounce it multiple times now.
Yeah.
Does it count if it doesn't stick?
You get closer to it and farther away from it, but it's a cycle. So, you know, you'll come back around again.
That's what happened.
But yes, that is the extra big thank you that I wanted to give.
Yeah.
We asked you guys.
You did it.
Yeah. We asked you guys to turn out and give us money and that we would do a tiny little thing, like produce a whole other show for you. And you did it.
Mm-hmm. Like by Kristen measurements. it was a tiny thing.
I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited that you guys are going to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's been fun. We sound simultaneously very smart and very dumb in rapidly oscillating, like, moments.
I'm less than normally embarrassed.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think it's great, too.
So just, like, low-key mortified, or?
Yeah, like, low-key mortified, instead of my usual, like, you know, fever pitch of mortification.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you might tell other people about the show? Like, is it that level of not mortified?
Well, now that there's, like, a solid monetary reward involved, not for me, but you're like, hey, if you want to give money to a podcast to get another podcast, well, have I got a deal for you.
So really, you guys aren't paying to support. You're paying for Colin's self-worth. You're paying for it for him. You're buying him more self-regard.
It's, yeah.
It's a good way to get broke.
Yeah, no, that's...
You guys have seen the movie Money Pit, right?
Yeah, you're never going to throw enough money in there to make me like me.
I'm sorry. That's
never, ever.
Oh, I feel bad about that.
No, you feel bad about it. Try being me for a couple of weeks.
Do you want to tell the story about the hot chicken?
That's a Patreon exclusive. But actually, this is... I'll tell it when we start recording the Vashon part of the day.
Oh, all right, guys. So in a few months, you're going to hear an excellent story. And you're going to remember this moment when I was like, hey, if you're not already signed up to get Vashon, definitely sign up. Literally a dollar will get you access to this starting June 15th. And then it'll
I mean, it's a great story. I do feel like Jeff should be here. There is nudity. Yeah. You know, I
danger,
mean, you,
there's like, intrigue, there's mystery.
Well, I don't think this intro is getting any more sane, so I think it's time to go back to where we started here today, and that's with the recap.
Last week on Astronomica. Is that okay? Can I do that now?
You're doing great.
You're good. You're good.
All right.
To be fair, I want to be clear. I'm not the one who stopped you. I just was like, I'm just going to let this happen. And when you're done, I'm going to say something.
I was confused.
Well, fine.
You take it from last week, huh?
Our problems with being marooned on a barely habitable planet choked with ruins, fungi, and, you know, acid-smeared weirdos have not improved since last we talked. In fact, they may have gotten a little bit worse in that we do not have anything to eat. And so we have decided that we are going to attempt to make contact with the locals that seem marginally saner than the ones we've already encountered. To that end, we have gathered trade goods. Goods is kind of a loose term here. It's dirt. We have gathered dirt. And we are going to attempt to haul it up to one of these, like, skyscraper-top settlements and see if any of the people living there want to trade food for dirt. My confidence is what you would imagine. Yeah, so we escape the goop monster, and we start our trek up into the dizzying heights of the ruined city. We start traversing the old rail lines in the direction of one of these settlements, and what should we encounter but teenagers? We say, hey, take us to your leader, which I think me and Augie both agree is a pretty classic line and kind of failure proof, except they want to play fucking hardball with us. Oh, well, it's not allowed, blah, 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 whatever. So we give them drugs. So, I mean, I figure, like, this is probably, like, the coolest first contact scenario ever committed to tape. And, go figure, giving drugs to teenagers works. And they take us to, their settlement. We turn their bathroom into an elevator, which is pretty cool. I do. I'm good like that. I'm very tech savvy. And we meet the kind of, like, high matriarch of their settlement. And she is, her reservations about meeting us are understandable, considering that recently weirdos from the sky attacked other settlements nearby. We have attempted to convince her that we are not affiliated with the other weirdos from the sky, that we are better. We're the good people that get off the boats that you've never seen before. We're here to help. Anyway, they haven't killed us yet. They did give us some food, so we probably won't die on our own anytime soon. And we are going to bed down kind of on the outskirts of their settlement and see what happens. Wish us luck, and excelsior.
Players.
Yo.
We are going to jump ahead a little bit.
All right.
Because I figure you guys are probably fucking around.
Yeah, in keeping with our status as players.
Mm-hmm. You have come to the little village here on the roof of the skyscraper and have spent the last week getting to know the locals, earning their trust, convincing them that you're not sky pirates coming down to steal their goodies.
Okay. So we got them fooled.
You got them fooled. They are tricked, successfully tricked.
Thanks, CB.
You're welcome, Pappy.
How would each of you like to spend this week? Taking note of the fact that at the end of the week, we will be rolling connect checks. That's already built in.
Okay.
So you don't have to...
Well... The most powerful skill.
The most powerful of all skills.
You fool, you've played right into our hand.
I did nothing of the sort. I responded to Kristen's idea.
Aww.
Well, I feel like that means that since it's Kristen's idea, Kristen should go first.
Okay, well, that's a nice way of saying I haven't thought of anything yet, but I have. So, one of the things that we have been dealing with is a language issue. And so, while CB is doing any other activity, she is definitely doing a whole bunch of language learning.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have my rarely used feet... They're not feats in here.
Focus.
Called Diplomat. I can speak all common languages and I can learn a new language well enough to communicate in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
So CB is building her language skills.
Sounds good.
With Nuwaddle. And I think that she's going to volunteer to go out on scouting parties and, like, if there's any sort of like hunting party or. You know, going and searching for useful objects party outside of the village. She's going to volunteer for those and particularly volunteer to go with the teenagers whose names I wrote down. Tenok.
Right.
And his friend, Ekotan.
Very good.
So that she can build particular bonds with them and hopefully maybe find something useful. CB being CB. If she finds anything that's generally useful, she adds that to the group pile. But if she finds anything that is very small, easy to conceal, and, you know, of particular use to Team Meatbag, she's going to secrete that about her own person.
Okay. Give me a skill check.
All right.
Your call.
Well.
Sounds like you're looking for loot, though, so.
Yeah, I think that's probably the main thing. I would say notice dex.
Okay.
So that means I get to add +2 to the total roll. All right. So I got a 7 on the dice, and we're going to add 2 for a total of 9.
Okay. 9's pretty good.
It ain't bad.
So one of the things you learn as you head out with this scouting party is they're not really a scouting party. They don't really do much scouting. They don't really do much hunting. Mm-hmm. They do clear where the bridges intersect with the skyscrapers.
Okay.
They do go in and clear snails out of those stations.
Good
for
deal.
Their own safety. But mainly, traversal involves trade with other villages.
Okay.
Because none of the available land is limited.
Okay.
And there are some, like, rooftops that are just... like farms that kind of support the village. But people are getting a rounded diet through trade with other
cool.
communities that are growing other crops.
You yeah. know? They grow peppers. We grow tomatoes.
Exactly.
Those guys down there grow rice.
Yeah. And you do hear word about, like, they lament the fall of a village called Siwatlan.
Oh, that's right. I was kind of curious to know what happened because the elder had mentioned it to us that we might have something to do with that, and I was definitely curious about that, but I forgot until this moment.
Yeah, and there is some, like, talk about when a village falls, no one village can support an incoming population.
Gotcha.
And so a few people might get lucky and end up adopted into another village. A lot of people end up just stuck out in the wilderness and
down on the ground level, putting snail acid on their faces.
Yep.
Man,
okay. Yeah.
Pretty privilege strikes again.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So there's some petit bourgeois issues with crop failures.
Okay.
As for what you find with a 9, in a neighboring tower, the people that you're traveling with, as they're going about their business, like, they have shit they got to get done.
Gotcha.
And they don't humor your interest in this other place.
Okay.
You can choose to, you can go and do it alone, or you can just kind of bring the information that this exists back to the party, and we'll decide if you guys want to go check it out. But it is, there is some kind of, there's signage that indicates when the collapse happened, there was a technology fair going on in a nearby building that was hosted by Monopole Gravitics. And they were boasting a technology demonstration of something unseen previously. Basically, a reveal of a new type of system or technology.
Gotcha. And Monopole Gravitics is what we encountered when we went through the time loop.
Uh-huh. Yes. And it's also what Jeff Cho is obsessed with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. When I got this information, was I given any indication of, like, it's dangerous over there, or is it just we're not interested in that thing?
Not that it's dangerous over there, but that it's dangerous to go off the beaten path.
Gotcha.
So in general, it's dangerous. It's not worth it to them at this time.
Yeah.
If you can't eat it and you can't fuck it, what do you need it for?
That's fair. I think CB would bring that information back to the group one evening and kind of do a feeler of, like, what do you guys think? I'm happy to go investigate on my own and do a little, even if it's not like a lot, the whole thing on my own, even if it's just reconnaissance. Mm-hmm. But also, if the rest of the team is like, no, we'll get together and we'll do that together, CB would also take that. So I guess, what do you guys think?
Augie's gung-ho. Augie wants to go.
Yeah.
I mean, pre-tech goodies, that's catnip for Mackie.
Yeah, Monopole Gravitics holds a personal pull for
All right. Hopper. So yeah, let's put that in the bag of, we'll do that as a team when the time comes around.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Who wants to give me their week?
Okay, so Augie's going to have a couple of goals this week. One of them is to ask the villagers, and I got the language patch back.
Yes.
So I can talk.
Well, if you have one of the foci that has to do with language, it might also say, you might also have the, like, after 1 week, you've got.
I don't.
Okay. Because I think there's a couple of them that give you some
language
bonuses.
Unless I can do
bonuses.
Another xenoarchaeology check to try, because I failed one.
No, I think that's a totally different skill set.
Okay.
Patch is all yours.
I'll take the patch. So I'm going to.
I'll tell you what, with Xenia, with your expertise, I would say you're probably better at translating the archaic actual written language, like on signposts and stuff.
Right. Okay.
But CB is able to hold, like, a verbal conversation with current speakers.
That seems logical. So I'm going to ask around for the old man, the shaman, the keeper of the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And try to ascertain what happened at the fall.
Yeah.
What do they know about where they came from?
What are the folk legends about the Great Unpleasantness?
Okay. That sounds probably a talk check. Maybe connect. Maybe lead. Probably not lead.
Tell me what you know.
I can do talk or yep. connect.
Yeah, I'm going to say difficulty of 6.
Okay. What talk? What?
Charisma.
Talk charisma. Okay. 4.
The stories that you hear are, they are not very convincing. They sound more like superstition.
They don't know where they came from.
Or if they do, they have some kind of prohibition against telling the truth to outsiders about it.
Okay, my other goal, since that seems something that would be quickly accomplished, is to, like, so, to clarify, the spaceport was an open area.
Yeah.
Right? And there are towers. Aren't there also domes that are like hab domes?
No, there are the domed structures have like these pyramidal domes of gold, and they are the kind of religious centers. So the closest one is called Tekpan.
Uh-huh.
And you investigated that one. That was where the
archive room was, the repository. Yeah.
And there was the hummingbird motif and all that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Are there hab domes?
No, the skyscrapers are
the closest thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And does it look like this? I'm going to investigate the skyscraper that we're on mm-hmm. right now. How intact does it look?
It is in pretty good shape.
Is there power? Is there energy?
No. There are the occasional flashes of power that surge through the system, but no.
So if there are occasional flashes of power that surge through the system, does that mean that there is power somewhere?
Yeah, probably. Unless there's some... I mean, you know, it's possible there's something generating electricity, and it's possible there's lightning strikes on the other side of the planet that are cycling through the grid, but you don't know. It seems like brownouts. There's a power plant operating that's not powerful enough to fulfill the needs of the whole system.
Maybe a solar power plant that's been obscured by fungal vines?
Seems likely.
Okay. Well, that's the information that I was looking for.
Colin, I think Mackie was... There was talk about repairing that elevator.
Yeah, Mackie would definitely spend the first day ingratiating himself to our hosts. If there's any old technological gizmos or doodads that a fixed check might get up and running for their use, then he is going to apply himself to that. Elevator was one we mentioned, so fixed check.
Give me a fixed check for the elevator. That's just going to be a... And I think you were willing to sacrifice a Type B power cell.
Oh, absolutely.
To that process. Yeah, that's just going to be a 6 that you need there.
All right. Yeah, we got that.
Okay. The elevator has been powered and will work probably for a year or more.
Do the teenagers just crowd in there to listen to music?
Yep.
Hey.
They have dance parties.
There's a room that there's music in it all the time.
And urinate, apparently.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's where they go to pee on each other.
Are they?
With consent.
With consent. Consent. Well, what do the villagers call themselves?
The people.
The people. What are the people?
The village think? People.
How impressed are the village people that we got the elevator working?
Very. Very all impressed. Right. You're getting a lot of respect from most people and grudging respect from the leader.
Is there anything else around here that I could apply myself to?
Yes. If you want to give me another fixed check, for every number you get over 6... you will repair a broken TL-4 weapon. This is not anything that you guys would be interested in, but this is gear that the locals know how to use that they can then... I know you're talking about using them to jump the pirates.
Right. Yeah, if we convince them to help us.
The Magnificent Seven.
So helpful. 6 and up, every number you get is going to be an additional local who can actually lend a useful hand in that.
Oh, fuck yeah. That is going to be... I've got an 11 on the die.
Nice.
Fix intelligence, so that's definitely at least another 1. 12. And 3 in fix. So, yeah. That's 15. Then 9 above 6.
Very good.
Nice. That is...
All right. Can we please not turn these guys into a pool of salsa?
Oh,
I still feel guilty about that.
Okay. I don't know what the pool of salsa that you constantly mention is, Pappy, but I think...
And I'll never tell you.
These 9 will be the molcajete in which we convert...
Oh, God, no.
The high score into salsa.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's wait, the okay, what's the dish where yes, the that I like.
What's the dish where the shrimp are cooked in the citric acid?
Is that ceviche?
Ceviche. There we go.
All right.
It's tasty.
Well, I'm hoping that's day one of the week.
I figured fixing this stuff probably took a chunk of time, but what else do you have in mind?
Well, I'd say that Mackie would have a couple of errands that he'd want to run every day, but they are somewhat time consuming.
What you got?
He wants to go to the shuttle, and at one point, he does want to patch the hole and check on it, and check on the robots we left up there. And, assuming everything's fine, patch the hole in the hull that the Greenbeaks left with material that we found down in the shipyard. And then he wants to go down to the shipyard, and he always wants to check in with the Irish Goodbye and see if they've got any updates for us.
Okay. Let me see if Hopper can help you with any of that. Hopper, what are your plans for the week?
Well, Hopper is going to, unless ordered otherwise, stick to Mackie whenever he ventures out into the wild world. The first thing Hopper does when we get ingratiated, since Mackie has uploaded the Nahuatl language core to Hopper's language centers, he's just speaking directly to Sawatla Tuani. Was that the chief?
Yep.
He tells her about the pallet of soil that we left during our traversal here, and also about the tentacle monster, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
The first day of real time that he has, Hopper is going to heal the injured amongst the village.
And also in our party as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do I get full hit points after a week?
For a week? Yeah, sure.
After a week? Because I started at 11, and if we don't do anything too strenuous, okay.
Yeah, I think a week with occasional check-ins with Hopper.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, so Hopper is going to prioritize the crew, of course. Right. But, but also, yeah, like, we'll go around, so anybody who has, like, an abscess tooth, he's going to remove.
Mm-hmm. Save a few lives with dentistry.
Yeah. Swollen appendices.
Mm-hmm.
Improperly set broken bones.
Watch out, Tolkien. We're coming for your swollen appendices.
Just a bad case of the nerves, or maybe too much money. More money than sense.
Gonna write to Silmarillion. And if there are any dire, like, life-threatening injuries that have happened recently enough for treatment, we'll expend up to 2 uses of the pre-tech cosmetics.
Okay.
Attend any births, you know.
Mm-hmm. Save your pre-tech cosmetics. I'm going to say there are no medical emergencies. There are just lack of medical maintenance.
Yeah.
Really?
There's one awkward moment where Hopper's like, oh, that leg was set poorly. Crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you provide medical care
mm-hmm.
to the community and help Mackie fulfill his other things he wanted to do.
And then also, I wanted to, every day, like, I wanted to talk to the people about the local buildings that are around
mm-hmm.
and see if there is a health center by describing the equipment that would be there, and B, if there were any more janitorial closets with rocket sauce in them.
Right. Okay, let's call that a talk check.
I'm going to go talk charisma on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a 5.
Okay.
Do you have a face? You don't actually have a face right now, right?
I mean, CB did save it and give it back to Mackie.
Yeah, it's probably stapled on upside down.
I stuck it back on with perfect attention to the musculature underneath.
That's better.
But not comprehending the fact that the outer surface of the skin needs to mimic the musculature underneath.
Right.
So it just sort of like flops around while I'm talking.
Guys, I hate to call attention to a pattern, but Hopper's face getting fucked up.
Yeah. it's a perennial favorite.
It's a thing that we've done. It's happened a few times.
Yeah. Well, it's less upsetting than Mackie's face getting fucked up.
It's a character note. Like, Hopper doesn't protect his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. My favorite.
It's a character note on the rest of us, too, because we don't protect it either.
It's true. No.
Processing centers are in the balls.
I will say, the badly 3D printed, like, it 3D printed 3/4 of the way and then, like, did the jaggy mess up thing at the bottom is kind of my favorite Hopper face.
Okay.
He does still have, I will say, I don't know if this gives a bonus to talk charisma checks. He still has the pre-tech nanobot business suit,
mm-hmm.
which he will try in his best to interpret to the local environment.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But always has very severe shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you've got to have power shoulders, man.
Yeah. And stapled to the top of his head, a big wide-brimmed pink pimp hat with a big pink feather flopping off the top.
Yep.
About your pimp hat.
I'll tell you, they love the feather. They're big fans of the feather.
Okay.
They're like, that guy, you want to talk about feathers, that guy's feather. It's crazy. Crazy good. Okay. So that's no use. You don't find any rocket sauce.
Okay.
You do find, there are low-level medical centers,
mm-hmm.
like emergency medical response centers every few towers. They can lead you to one of those. Picture like
a minor med.
Minor med, yeah. There you go.
I don't know if this will fit into our existing week or if this is something that has to be a separate expedition, but Hopper is going to try and use one of those to rig up a system of, like, centrifuges and filters and reagents and catalysts
mm-hmm.
to detoxify the local flora.
Okay. That's a process you can begin.
Okay.
No, we'll revisit that a little bit.
Okay.
Mackie.
Yes, sir.
Not going to make you roll to patch the hole in the ship. You do that. No problem.
Appreciated.
As for contact with the Irish goodbye, mm-hmm. that is also feasible.
All right.
Can you communicate to them to prepare a poison pill fuel bunker?
Sure.
So, like, when we do a fuel scoop, normally we take the isotopes that we need from the gas giant or a star envelope and spew all the others out back out into the body. Instead of tritium, this tank is filled with, like, normal
just regular hydrogen.
Yeah. So, basically, if you're tagging along with me, I can definitely put you on the horn, because I don't think that we left anybody on the ship that's, like, a real techie.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's some things about Squirtle that we don't know.
But, I would say your crew members, your kind of unnamed crewmen, are they're exactly who you would tag for this job. Because they're the guys in the lower decks in the yellow shirts in TOS that when what's his
you know
name?
When Jordy has a new idea, he pulls in a couple of intern type guys and they all get super nerd excited. Yeah. I say like we're not fucking science nerds.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Rolaren, get in here and then let's not
look. Okay, hang on.
I don't want to see your fucking face for two seasons.
Yes,
Shank.
Yeah.
You've been up there. You've gotten all these people better than I have. Who do you think is the biggest nerd we currently have on board?
Ensign Rowe.
Yeah, Ensign Rowe, probably.
All right. Call Ensign Rowe to the bridge and maybe have her bring like a legal pad or something.
Okay. And that is Ensign Rowe, ROE.
Yes.
So we're clear. Of legally course. Distinct.
Legally distinct.
Well,
R-O-E.
I mean, my understanding is that Ensign Rowe's name is Rowe Legally Distinct.
Yeah.
It's like Roliga.
Roliga.
Legally distinct.
We call him Ro for short.
Yeah.
We him. We call him Ro for short.
With an apostrophe in there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, at least one. Yeah. At least one.
All right. Hopper.
Yes, Becky.
We got someone headed to the horn on their end that I am reassured is a big, giant nerd.
Oh, is it Ro?
Actually, it is Ro. You know Ro? I haven't met Ro yet.
Do not offer them sushi. They do not like that kind of joke.
Yeah, I might have to do that anyway. Anyway, just hang out here, and then when she gets on the horn, you give her what you need done in exhaustive detail.
Okay, I will give her the medical details of what needs to be done, but maybe the one of us who has specialized in fix.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Could fill them in on the mechanical details.
Okay, right. Sorry. I got there.
You did it.
Just because Mackie is, you know, sometimes Grace is gone. Sometimes Mackie's brain just needs a little extra.
Okay, so do I need to roll anything to tell Ro how to make the poison pill?
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool.
I think it's pretty straightforward once you know the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
She does call you Sal Boy.
That's something.
She says she's looking for a Sam Ann.
That
was so bad.
I believe that was, correct me if I'm wrong, fans, Discord people, but I think that was Danielle on the Discord.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. You and me are going to spend some time together if I ever get off of this rock. And one last thing, and then we can call Mackie's whole deal for the down week concluded, and it might just be a question. The party bus that we found, that was more or less intact. What kind of altitude can that thing get?
You, I believe, already worked on it to the point that you think you can get it up into the... You can get it up high enough where you would all suffocate if you didn't have pressure suits on. You can get it into low orbit.
Okay. I have no memory of this place.
Should not do that, but you can.
Okay. Does that mean that I also, at that point, wired the shuttle's transponder into it?
I believe we were taking the shuttle's transponder through the ship that we found, which was the Trucker, which also has the portable generator.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I felt like my plan for the transponder was to put it in the party bus.
But I don't want to break any hearts here, but I don't give a shit, so sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he wires the transponder into the party bus with a switch so that he can turn it on, and that is Mackie's week.
Okay. Busy week for Mackie.
Mm.
Can I add one tiny little question?
Yes.
Okay. So, just because if I had remembered this was a thing, I absolutely would have added it to my list, and you did mention it, but CB would ask tactful questions about this whole Zelotepic situation.
Right.
What happened there? Is she able to discern from them talking, especially to the teens who are likely to be less discreet?
Yeah. And I had you roll a talk check. Do you recall what you got?
I got like a 9, I think.
I think that's right.
Oh, I didn't do a talk check. I did a. I can do a talk check though. That's if you'd right. like, also a check.
Please do a talk check.
Okay. All right. Talk charisma is going to run me the same bonuses, so it's going to be +2 to the total. And is this in any way associated with diplomacy?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So I can re-roll ones if I need to.
Since CB is trying to reach teens. Mm-hmm. If she turns her chair around backwards and sits down, could she get a +1?
She would.
Look, despite a joke in a recent episode where I said that CB was 20, she actually is still a teen. Mm-hmm. She's just a legal teen.
Right.
So she doesn't have to turn
legal
her chair.
Legal teens. Can you write that song?
Teen Girl Squad.
Yes, writing music is definitely in my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Visual joke of me shaking my head.
Jackson Saib, we would love for you to write Legal Teens, the song.
Yeah.
And send it to us.
No, don't send it to us. Just write it.
Yeah.
Put it on your own website, Jackson.
Put it on your own website. Take credit for it. Play it during an episode of AI Dungeon Crawlers, the podcast that Jackson Saib runs, which is a lot of fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Lyrics and music by Jackson Saib.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Okay, I rolled a 9 on the dice, +2 for a total of 11.
Okay. Yes, you are able to both get their story and infer some truths from it.
Okay.
Zilotepec was visited on multiple occasions by entities from the sky, similar to yourselves. At first, they traded some valuable goods. Like the locals at Zilotepec were getting like very good rations. They were getting food to supplement their farms, some, you know, various technological aids that helped them survive. In exchange, they were also taking some Zilotepec citizens up into the sky. Eventually, after probably a few months, questions were raised about why these people weren't coming back. There was an outbreak of fighting, and the people from the sky destroyed Zilotepec's ability to survive. Damaged the tower, damaged the farmland, and the people were scattered.
I think as CB puts this together, when she does finally put the whole thing together one evening, maybe later in the week.
Oh, I'll also say the ship that they describe that visited Zilotepec and took people away, their physical description of the vessel does not match the high score.
Okay. Mm. But we know that there's at least 3 ships in the area, so that's not necessarily...
But the other two would, I think, look pretty much like the high score.
Well, they're different ships, but they...
Yeah. Okay.
So visually, to your eye as a mechanic, they probably look very similar. But, okay. You know.
All right.
But yeah, so I think that after putting this together and getting this info, CB would approach Mackie in the evening, you know, as things are winding down, everybody's eating their dinner and like some, you know, older folks are starting to go to bed and that kind of thing. And just, hey, Pappy.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so I've been talking to, you know, the guys and I think I finally figured out what happened to that town they kept talking about when we came here.
All right.
I think we got a problem because I think the people that we said we were going to help, even though they've been, you know, kind of assholes and we've decided maybe we don't want to help them, but I think they've been doing some really bad things. They started trading with this other village and then they started taking people and people didn't come back. And when the other villagers asked questions, they destroyed the whole place.
Well... Yeah, that sounds pretty bad. Do you know if the locals have any kind of coordinated response to make sure that doesn't happen again?
I mean, I haven't heard anything. It sounds like everybody here, even though they trade for different foods, it doesn't sound like it's a particularly unified group of people. And I don't know if they've ever really tried to get together and try to do anything. It sounded like maybe this was a ship that we haven't seen yet, but also we know there's more than just the one ship in the area. I think maybe... You know how we were talking about maybe luring down the high score?
Yeah.
I think we should do that, and I think... We always kind of thought maybe we should get some help from these people, but I think maybe they need it more than we do.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to help. They've been nothing but cordial to us. They've helped Augie with his research. They've let Hopper poke him and prod him, which is not always easy for organics. What do you have in mind?
Well, originally I thought, you know, we'd take a couple of days here and get in good, and we'd become friends with people, and we'd convince them that they would do what we wanted to because we needed to get off this planet, and the easiest way would be to convince these folks to put themselves in the way of maybe something bad. But now I'm thinking, maybe we just go to the leader and we just put everything on the table and we say, look, we've been paying attention to what's going on, and we've got a ship up there too, and we can help you guys. And maybe we can even get more than just this village, but I think we should just be straight with them.
Well, all right. Let's go be straight with them.
Captain, am I there?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. This is, I assume that we've stayed in our, we've created our own little, like, insular group that we can compare notes and everything at the end of the day.
We've taken over an old men's restroom.
Captain.
They do have a community night where they take a type A power cell.
Yeah.
And they power a little screen that's kind of the type of screen you would see in, like, the back of a car headrest or on an airplane.
Yeah.
And they gather all the young ones around to watch Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Ah, nice.
Mr. Rogie, you were having a thought?
Right. Captain Mackey, so I believe that with all these power surges we're seeing,
mm-hmm.
I've been studying it, and I believe that there is somewhere a central power station still working, maybe a solar power station that's intermittently triggering, that or maybe something else. And I think if we could figure that out and get it hooked up for these people, that would be the best thing that we could possibly do for them, to light this tower back up.
Yeah, that would be huge. But, well, if I can be at the right place at the right time when one of those surges passes through and lights up the old, like, public address system, maybe there's a way that I could trace where these surges are coming from. But I need to be there, like I said, at the right time. Everybody.
Present.
Yes, Pappy.
If you think of it, observe the landscape. And if you see any surges of energy going through, you know, the grid and lighting up some part of the old infrastructure in a way that is, like, at all predictable, would you please bring it to my attention?
Of course, Mackie.
Yeah, like, if we can figure that out, then that would obviously be a really big deal for these people.
Yeah.
And then they'd probably put up a statue of us, and maybe they'd name their kids after us. Maybe not after us, but what we tell them to name them for, like, a few generations. And then we could come back later and be really funny, because there'd be a bunch of kids running around named, like, Old Dingus. And,
Well, I mean, Hopper already has that baby named after him that he, you know, helped out with the other day.
Oh, yeah. Big Dick Johnson.
Yeah. See? We could do that to this whole civilization. Let's get on.
That is so amazingly unethical.
That's great. That's great.
In such ways does the universe on out.
I have questions about Hopper's chassis.
Yeah.
It's smooth like a Ken doll.
Okay. Okay.
And he said that solely with the intention of getting Stan.
We had a shared Minecraft world where our buddy Dave built statues to an individual called Long Dick Johnson. No, Floppy Dick Johnson.
Oh, that was it.
Floppy Dick Johnson. He was a folk hero of probably more than one Minecraft server.
Yeah.
He would build giant statues.
Yeah.
And I know on one of those servers, I built this incredible lake house that was also had trees growing out of the top, the roof, and I built further, like, structures up into the trees. It was just beautiful. I had my rainbow herd of sheep and everything. It was wonderful. And he built one of his giant fucking statues right outside my window. And
out of cobblestone.
Yeah.
The ugliest of the stones.
The ugliest of the stones. And his statues of Floppy Dick Johnson are
anatomically precise.
I wouldn't call any part of them precise. But this one did have an elevator. If I remember, this one had a water elevator that you could go up a strategic location. And I saw that and I was like, damn it, I got to build a new house.
Yeah, I got to move.
Straight outside my fucking window.
Yeah, I just like sailing off like for 2 hours and finding a new island and there just being a statue and it's Floppy Dick Johnson was here. First of his name.
Kind of amazing. Like it was infuriating, but amazing.
I know that you'll never listen to this, but Dave, God damn it, I love you, buddy.
All right.
So it sounds like we've got some info and laid some groundwork. What do we?
I mean, I thought you were going to go talk to the big lady about a plan or something.
Oh, I think that needs to be a group effort. I think we should invite her to. Okay. So I
My
would
lady,
suggest.
Will you follow me to the men's room?
I suggest that we invite the leader. Swat the 20. Okay.
Swat the 20.
Okay. So I was.
I'm going to break a couple hearts again, real quick, what you've learned in this week.
Yeah.
Sawalatuani is a title.
Oh,
okay. Her name is Tenetzina.
Tenetzina? Well, that's easier to say.
Yeah, but don't say that. Say the title. Respect the title.
Oh, wait. No, you told us it was her name before. I have written Sawalatuani Tenetzina.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. I took better notes than I... Just
She is the Sawalatuani of Sawatlan.
I'm going to throw this out there to all of our listeners who play these games, which if you listen to this and don't play these games, hi, mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
you have to not just write your notes.
Mm-hmm.
You should also read your notes.
Yeah,
that's the big brain thing, right?
Yeah.
Players who write notes, players who read notes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
My notes for this adventure location have gotten so big, they're useless.
A page full of arcane diagrams that no mind can decipher. And then in the bottom left corner, it just says, sexy goblin?
Mm-hmm.
There's something called Happy Fun Ball on my sheet. I have no idea what it is.
Oh, I wonder if that's the Death Orb.
No, it's not the Death Orb, because those are also on the sheet.
Oh, okay.
Just Happy Fun Ball.
Listeners, chime in on the Discord. If you remind me when he found Happy Fun Ball, I will remember what it is.
Do not taunt.
Happy Fun Ball.
Speaking of notes, Augie.
Yeah.
What's your pin for that culture vault?
I fucking wrote it down.
I bet you did.
I thought I did. I can't find it. It was like 918, maybe.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
What was it, Stan?
Oh, I'll never tell.
You didn't write it down either.
No, I've got it right here. I'm looking at it.
It's all right. We can just hack it again.
Yeah.
We did it once. We can do it again.
Yeah. So in the discussion about what, you know, how to get the locals involved in this. Okay, so I think what we should do is we should invite Sualatwani to come spend an evening meal with us. And I think it's really likely that she'll come because, you know, Pappy, you fixed all that stuff up and they're really excited about it. That's when we could just quietly introduce the idea. And then that way we don't make a big public statement about it that could be something that the leader's not on board with, and we create some sort of big dramatic thing. And instead, we just intro the idea to the person in charge.
CB, you've really grown as a person since first we met.
Oh, thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
Does it help to know that...
You really put the dip in the dip de diplomat.
Oh, well, I take my role as chief political officer very seriously.
I knew you would.
Also, if it doesn't work, then what we could do is we could also just make a big public scene and we can say that we had told Sualatuani about this, and then everybody would get upset that she didn't, like, listen to something that might make their lives better.
You're quite right. It's a wonderful fallback position, but what I'm saying is that you've grown in that it's not your first impulse.
I think you should make the offer, Pappy, because you're the one who made all of these big fixes, and even though we've all been helping out different people, you're probably the one who's been the most impressive.
Oh, that's sweet. I think so, too. But it's sweet of you to say so. Yeah, okay, I'll go see if she and her chief poobahs are down to clown. Do we have anything, like, dip to put out or anything like that?
Do you guys have any dip? And CB, like, looks side-eye at Augie and Hopper.
Fuck,
Hopper,
you're full of drugs. Are you at all full of alcohol?
Oh, yes. I am suffused with a sufficiency of alcohol.
The drinking alcohol or the not drinking alcohol?
The drinking alcohol.
All right.
It's one of the few abundant pharmaceutical substances left on the Irish goodbye and within me, because Father Constantopoulos says that it is for babies and beginners.
All right. Well, he's cool. Sober, so.
We'll,
he's sober!
We'll invite
him. It's a 12-step program.
What step is he on?
0.5.
He's lingering at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah. He's going, lingering him sober.
Yeah. Lingering him sober.
All right, so y'all try to clean out some glasses, and I'll go get her Swatlaniousness and bring her back here, Augie.
Yes, Captain.
He reaches out and straightens your tunic. All right, looking good, looking good. I'll be back, and Mackie fucks off and sees if he can invite some people over for drinks.
Okay.
CB.
Yes, Hopper?
You really have grown. You are 2.5 millimeters taller than when we embarked upon this planet.
Okay. I feel like you're going to tell me it's because of worms or something.
No, not at all. It is because the high gravity has killed a lot of the worms that were compacting your spine.
Oh, that's exciting. Yay.
You remember when you were walking under that signpost and you jumped up and grabbed it and you heard that weird pop in your gut?
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Is this a fair point to interject? So when I asked about like searching out medical facilities to set up a thing, you said check back later?
Yeah.
Is this later?
It is later.
Did Hopper figure out chips and dip?
Maybe. Let's see here. So here's where I'm at on establishing the difficulty of this check. The best and brightest minds of a TL5 civilization facing a cataclysmic depopulation crisis with all of this stuff in working order did not achieve this.
Yeah. I mean, my hope was that the orgy of violence and cannibalism
beset them
right
too rapidly.
Right.
That's possible.
Also, in Hopper's defense, he's AI, and we all know that AI is about to take a whole bunch of white-collar jobs.
That's true.
Hopper is as much true AI as ChatGPT.
Yeah, we didn't say true AI. Yeah.
And also, Hopper is not a member of any sort of apocalyptic suicide cult, which apparently they were.
Hmm.
Didn't we just, like, interpret that versus they just had a bunch of really good drugs?
And yeah, I remember you rolled a 4.
Well, I've wrote it down in my journal.
That makes it a fact. That's science fact.
Fucking science fact right there.
That's going to get peer reviewed any day now.
If my peers, if they want to repeat that and they want to come here to Koala Quay 1, well, first of all, good luck fucking finding it.
Yep. I mean, does Augie's family even have peers? Are there even people who can rise to the level?
Yes, yes. Augie's mother's father was a senator, but you know.
But so yeah, like my hope is that they used all of their TL5 puissance to try and get off the rock, rather than establish an ongoing permanent colony.
Fair enough. With a 10, you can do this on a kind of microscopic level, like not a level that's useful,
right?
But like you can prove in theory that it's possible, right?
Okay.
If you had better equipment, if you had better facilities,
right?
With a 12, I will let you do enough to like supplement this village.
Okay.
And it'll have greater success and its crops will be more resilient, etc.
Okay.
So like basically make soil.
Yeah. But I'm going to need like a 16 for it to be something that can have an impact on a like macro level.
What would fun is you introduce a catalyst into the fungus and it changes it in such a way that it can't survive, but then it dies and it rots and becomes usable soil.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to make this roll here, my heal check, I think.
Sure.
Okay. One of those is a 6.
And another one is a 5.
Okay.
And that's a +2. So that gives me a 13.
Very good. So at the end of the week, you have a eureka moment.
Okay.
What, give us a eureka from Hopper.
Eureka!
What is it, Hopper?
It's a word that was exclaimed traditionally by Archimedes upon noticing the displacement of a volume of water when he submerged himself in a bathtub.
Well, why did you exclaim it?
Oh, because this bathtub sloshed out a bunch of water when I got in it. Coincidentally, I figured out a way to detoxify the vines using the
Baptist Memorial Minor Med Center on the first floor of the Tenochtitlan building across the way.
Wow. Hey, I think what we should do is I think that we should get a bunch of this stuff and we should like have it ready for display or serving, because I don't really know how this works, at this little like dinner party thing that we're throwing.
Okay, I will make sure that it is fully visible to all eyes.
Okay, so CB is going to work with Hopper to make like a fun little dinner party display to have ready as a part of our pitch.
But you didn't make like edible food though, right?
Just yeah.
Soil.
Is making the vines safe to eat?
I combined the like X-ray scanner and the like high speed blood centrifuge and the, you know, plastic from the interior of a dialysis machine.
We also had a microwave in the break room.
There's a microwave in the break room. I purely use that to microwave fish.
And once you figure out how to make the mushrooms edible, it's only like one step away from turning it into like a distillation column. Mushroom liquor.
Yeah.
Is what we should serve at our little dinner party.
You can really taste the Unun Pentium. That wouldn't be in the soil. That's a very short-lived isotope.
Welcome to Astronomica. Podcast.
I was going to say, Unun Pentium, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, so...
might as well make some Einsteinium Rotel.
I mean...
Okay, Einsteinium, why don't you go ahead and wish for technetium in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first?
Did I ever tell you the one about californium?
No.
Because I haven't written it yet. Check back next week.
Okay. Pappy, you want to go chat up an old lady?
I mean, hey, want to come back to the men's room with me and, like... drink some stuff out of my friend.
Oh my God. I thought you'd never ask.
She'll hear your offer, but
all right.
First you have to join her. She's mall walking right now around the tower.
All right.
She's also Sawatlan old, which is like 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mackie's huffing to keep up. Hey, listen, seriously. We're just going to be some chill friends hanging out in the bathroom. And we got some things to talk to you guys about. We think you'd be glad to hear. And I'm hoping that like Nash is here to help translate.
Sure.
All right.
I'm gonna have to ask you for a connect.
All right. Very well.
Anybody want to assist?
CB will assist.
Are you also power walking?
CB has loaded him up with some extra phrases to like help the situation.
Right.
Okay, actually, I've got a 7 on the die, but I have nothing in connect, so that's a 6, and then I have 1 in charisma, so I guess we're back to 7.
CB contributes a 6.
Okay. Hopper, following along as Mackie's translator, presumably, contributes a 12
nice.
On the assist.
Ooh, in all that right. case.
Brings it up to an 8.
I mean, you can only get plus 1 from
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Augie ain't doing shit.
Yep. Augie's trying to remember his pen. The Sawatlatuani agrees to come to your men's room meeting.
We are most gratified, and we look forward to, you could join us now if it's convenient for you.
She will do so.
All right. When we get back to the men's room, Mackie politely offers her one of the toilets. He says, thank you for joining us here, us you know, but,
She pulls the crazy straws out of the toilet and hands them to you.
And then oh, takes thank a seat. You. Allow my friend Hopper here to... there's lots you don't know about us that they think might be interesting. You know, CB is a well-traveled individual and has worn many hats in a time. Augie is actually of a race of senators, rulers, people of consequence in the Arcturus system, which is a star cluster a ways from here. And Hopper doubles as a decanter. Show her, Hopper.
All right, I will translate for you now, Mackie.
All right.
CB ritually scalps herself with decorative coverings frequently. Augie is the scion of a line of despots who ruthlessly subjugate the people. And I am full of hooch. Suck from me.
Does Hopper do, like, I'm a little teapot actions yes. to, like he puts his one hand on his hip? And the other one is like a little dispensary and he tips over.
I think we all know how I'm a little teapot goes. Thank you.
just in case. I mean.
Yeah. So, Hopper, if you got anything single malt, that would be fantastic.
Everything that comes out of me is single malt. I can only hold one malt.
All right, perfect. Yeah, let's pass the glasses around. And does anyone want to
I'm
take
a little
it from
teapot,
here?
Stout and chrome. If you drink too much, you will die and decompose into loam.
Okay.
You also shake violently, and steam comes out of your ears, and then eventually you vomit a sphere of ice into the glass.
Nice.
Okay, I know it's awkward, but, like, I kind of want one. Like, yeah. This sounds like a great new addition to most kitchens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that once you've got Swatlatani here and we've got into this, if, like, Mackie indicates, CB will happily...
Yeah,
start
please.
The conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Swatlatani, thank you for coming. I've been talking to some of the scouting parties and the trading parties, and I've been listening. And I remember when we first came here that you asked us if we had anything to do with what happened at Zalatepec. We told you that we didn't have anything to do with it, and that is true. But I think we do know something about it. Or at least we know something about how to make sure it never happens again. And she's going to like leave that comment hanging in the air and gauge interest.
The Swatlatani, as established, plays her cards close to the vest. Mm-hmm. But she arches a brow at you. She seems to be interested in hearing what you have to say.
Please convey that we would not want to bring her or her people into our own petty conflicts, but we feel that there is every reason to believe that her people are as under threat. In fact, her whole network of trading partners might be destabilized if they come back and do once more someplace else what they already did at, what was the name of the place?
Zalatepec.
If there's a two more Zalatepecs, this whole thing could cave in. So, we might have an idea of how we can fuck them back. Hopper, translate that exactly as literally as you can.
You are not allowed into our personal space where we discuss family matters. The Sky People will kill you. The Sky People will kill the people that you know. We will kill the Sky People before they can kill you. Help us kill the Sky People.
Hopper is making a good point.
I don't think we understand the point Hopper's making.
CB does. Yeah, CB does. Okay. We are stuck here because even though we come from somewhere else, the same people that destroyed Zalatepec are the people who stranded us here. And we want to go home. We thought we would try to do anything we could to leave this place and just go home. But now that we've met you and we've learned about what happened at Zalatepec and what these people are capable of, we think it's more important that we give you some of the same resources because we come from a similar place as them. And maybe we can give you some of the same resources if you want to join us in trying to destroy them so that they can't destroy any more of you.
She nods thoughtfully and leans back a bit on the toilet.
I like you.
Regally, laces her fingers and says, "The gods are shitbirds."
I feel like that's agreed. Something that Mackie doesn't even need a translation for. He's just right there with
He's like, he's nodding.
This is well known to us. We will help you to kill gods. Here we say, fuck them back.
Son of a gun, man.
What a cliffhanger.
Jeff, that was really funny.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of Astronomica. We'd like to thank Jackson Seib
for making the amazing music that you just heard that made it also more dramatic. And we'd also like to thank you, because without you, we would just be people in a room playing a game.
That would be so sad.
Well, no, it would be fun. But it's more fun this way.
Agreed. If you want more of this, and how could you not?
How could you not?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Foolishness. I invite you to visit us on our Webular site, www.astronomicapodcast.com, wherein you, fortunate one, will find a permanent and non-expiring invitation. Non-inspiring invitation to
our Discord. That's where a good chunk of us spend most of our social media engagement time, a.k.a. farting off while we're pretending to do work in our day jobs. That's where we organize community events. A lot of late summers, early falls, we try and get together in a cabin in the woods for nerd camp. And we also have a great resource on there, the Mind Hive channel, where if you have a question about theory or practical tips about role-playing, and especially OSR, and especially the Sign Nominee constellation, you can come ask tips or give tips and share lots of GIFs and memes.
And then, after you've done all that, go over to iTunes or the podcast podcatcher of your choice and rate and review us. And also tell all your friends about us, and get a t-shirt and with a Sharpie write Astronomica Podcast on it until we have a merch section.
Ooh. Write our name on Sharpie in bathrooms, just everywhere mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah, get a tattoo.
Yes.
Key our website into the paint of a cop car.
And if you are feeling particularly generous in the monetary sense, we've got a Patreon, because we're a podcast, and we've been around for more than 3 months. But no, for real, you can find us on patreon.com/astronomicapodcast. We have a lot of great stuff for you there. We've got some bonus content one-shots for you to listen to, where we play games in different systems, including Morkborg. And you can create a faction that will be in our game, so you can actually impact the game that you're listening to. And we have met PCs that our patrons have created and factions that our patrons have created. So we're not making this shit up.
Yeah. And a little synergy. Get on the Discord and tell me what I owe you. And yes. You'll get it a lot faster.
Yes. Best way for you to get the biggest bang out of your Patreon buck is to also join our Discord and talk with us there. And just once again, a big giant thank you to everyone who has listened to us, everyone who has contributed to our crazy venture. And you know, if you've made it this far, stay tuned for like 10 more seconds, because I probably have some funny shit we said.
Yeah, post credits Marvel style. Excelsior.
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 I'm not sure there's any of that, but there is nudity. So, yeah.
Spoiler, he ate hot chicken and touched his pee-pee.
Yeah, that's what it is, Dan. That's what it is. Wow. That's what happened.
Wow, just giving it away for free.
Folks at home,
Daddy,
that's the whole story.
Over here.
For the record, that's not it. There's way more, and it's way better. Yeah. All right.